Welcome to Gadgets, a podcast from Gizmodo where we woman-splain the latest technology. I'm your host, Gizmodo reporter Florence Ion, and I'm joined by my fair editor, consumer technology editor Caitlin McGarry. What's up?
Hello, hello, Flo. I really loved that early 2000s reference. Was that?
Would you like 2000s? To hear it in Romanian?
I think I'm good for now, but we'll circle back.
Because there's a Romanian version of the "What's up" joke. Just so everybody knows, it's Cefaci.
Wow!
And you have to stick your tongue out while you do it, as per the original meme.
Sure, sure. Well, yeah. I'm glad we learned something new every
bilingual
single day.
Memeing. I'm telling you, it's the new thing. Okay. Speaking of bilingual, you have left me here on the West Coast all by myself.
Yes.
It's okay. It's been kind of lonely though.
Because
by 2 o'clock, man, everybody is empty on the Slack. It's just me.
I know.
Just little old green.
I know. It's so I'm in New York right now, for work. And so I'm recording in our New York office. And it's very weird to be on Eastern time. I have to say, I don't get like anything done. So I'm looking forward to being back on the West Coast. Mm. It's just like the day just feels like it goes by so much quicker here. I don't get it. Like,
I wonder if it's because you're farther up north and maybe the sun goes. No, I'm serious because I do wonder.
Like,
I mean, winter time is harsh too. It's really hard to go to the East Coast.
Yeah.
In the winter and, in California, we don't have winter. We just have really bad weather or no weather at all.
Yeah,
so
I prefer it, to be honest. Yeah. But it's nice to be here. And so that's why I'm in just like a tiny little cube in the office. So my sound is probably not up to par, but we're just, it's fine. It's good.
It's all good. It's all gravy, as they say at the Thanksgiving table. So this week we're talking about a lot of some theoretical things. Well, not theoretical. Web3, it's not a theory. It's definitely the latest buzzword. And I know everybody is wondering, well, what the heck is Web3? And I'm just going to give you a little hint. It has to do with NFTs.
Oh boy, here we go.
We're going to talk about that today.
Here we go.
I know. Tis the season. We're also going to actually talk about Apple's AirTags today. I know we've mentioned a couple times, like, the safety issues with the AirTags.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of thinking, let's really dive into it this week, especially because now there's an Android app.
Yes, there have been some developments with AirTags this week. Mm-hmm. So now is the time. I get asked about them often. So Yes, I'm looking forward to diving into this with you.
Today we're going to get Caitlin splained.
Yes, so. Caitlin splained. I like that.
It too, actually. It works really well.
Yeah, it has a nice ring to it.
Mm-hmm. You know who else has a nice ring to it?
Yep. Okay.
Keanu Reeves.
The thirst in your voice. My goodness, woman.
Listen, I'm really glad that you tweeted me about us. We were going to originally do the whole episode about Keanu Reeves, but I don't know that that would have passed with our bosses completely. So.
Sure. We do have to talk about gadgets or, you know.
It's related with Keanu.
It is.
We're going to make it related.
It's all related. But we do have to fangirl a little bit about Keanu because, yes.
Guess what I'm doing this holiday? I'm watching Mr. Reeves on my HBO-enabled TV. All right? That's all I got on the mind right now.
Okay. I love this for you.
So with that, let's put that in our minds. A nice, let's make him a happy Keanu instead of a sad one.
Yes.
And then we'll get ready for our first segment. Caitlin,
yes.
Do you remember back in the day of LiveJournal?
Oh, no. We're doing this again. Of course, I do.
I know you do. That's why I brought it up. But also, I brought it up because before we started recording, you know, we're talking about Web3 today, which we're going to get to what the heck Web3 is in a second. But I was looking up what part of the web LiveJournal was from, and apparently is Web 2.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so what we're talking about here is generations, all right? So Web 3 is kind of like we're in the third generation, the third iteration of the web. Mm-hmm. And for, look, if you've been on the internet for a mm-hmm. long time, mm-hmm. you know that we've gone through stages because the internet is still quite new from where we are sitting today in, yeah. you know, in its lifetime or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you do any 5 minutes on TikTok, 3 minutes on Instagram, you will run into somebody earnestly trying to explain to you why you should get into crypto, why yep. you should buy an NFT. Mm-hmm. And this is why it's kind of time that we need to talk about what this Web3 is, because it's essentially what we're going to be faced with in 2022.
Yes.
It's more than just a buzzword. It's going to be what companies are going to predicate their, you know, earnings and profits on. It's
yeah. So we need to, okay, so let's take a walk down memory mm-hmm. lane, as you love to do, and let's talk about, okay, what was Web 1?
Web 1 was the static web. So we're thinking, believe it or not, GeoCities. The idea was, I just need to have a website on the web, somewhere people can find me at a link. It was really discouraged for us to use. This was back in the day when you would have to disclose what browser your web page worked in.
Right.
Because it didn't work in every single browser.
It didn't. No. That's so wild. The internet just felt a lot smaller with Web 1. Like, everyone had, like, their little corner. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you had, like, your personal blog. There were obviously search engines, but nowhere near as capable as they are today. And no. there were like no photos and no videos. It was just text and maybe like weird little animations.
I was going to say a little construction, under construction yes. animation.
Oh my God. I
For
loved,
some reason.
Can we talk about GeoCities though? So good. Like that was like you picked your neighborhood and it like said something about you, like where your GeoCities site was. Oh my God. Wow.
Can I tell you just very yeah. quickly, side mm-hmm. note, I actually never got the chance to download my GeoCities site. So I found out who bought it. I forgot the domain, but it's a company overseas bought it. And I am trying to actually reclaim the data from there. So they said that you could email them.
Wow.
And I somehow have to like prove that I'm the original owner of that GeoCities site. So
oh
I'm trying to reclaim my files from
I don't even remember
from whoever bought.
I don't remember what mine was. You remember like your usernames?
I remember my username. Yeah. I've been doing back when I was freelancing. Before Gizmodo, I yes. was doing some research mm-hmm. into old Flowweb and just kind of trying to like retrace my steps. Anyway, that's a side note.
Yeah. Okay.
But so I do think
Flowweb, Flowweb aside.
Exactly.
That would be
but
fun.
But I do think it's related because yes. we're talking about a time when the web was just this very, I would say it was still kind of abstract in a
yeah,
sense.
Yeah. Like there wasn't a lot going on. Mm-mm. But there, it also just felt like there was so much more going on than there had ever been before. So it was really cool. It was a cool time. But then we have Web 2. So Web 2 is basically what we're living in currently as we transition to Web 3.
Right.
And it's all about apps and, you know, videos, like Web 1, no videos, Web 2, all the videos.
Would you say Web 2 pivoted to video?
Web 2 pivoted to video. Wow. Mm-hmm. Nice reference. Yes. And yeah, with the rise of the smartphone, there was just like this entirely new platform for everyone to build on. And instead of, you know, our own little personal corners of the internet, we had social media. And it just became like a much, I would say, less anonymous place to be. And that's why I think Web 3 is interesting, because like nothing will be anonymous, really. Everything will be traced back to you because Web 3 is built on the blockchain.
Yes.
Okay, let's dive into this.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's built on the blockchain. It's all about decentralization, which is why I was sort of referencing these earnest, you know, videos, these earnest posts about why this is the future of the internet. Web 2, I'm going to put this in layman's terms and say it was kind of like the capitalization of the internet. Mm-hmm. Companies realized we could make a lot of money off of users and subsequently their data. Mm-hmm. And Web 3 is kind of like, we want to try and reclaim some of that back as the users, go back to kind of a web one time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Crypto.
Yeah. So that, yeah, that leads us into, you know, what everyone is talking about these days. It's like literally always blockchain, crypto, NFTs. And we've discussed NFTs on the pod before. But it's a really interesting concept because not NFTs, but like this web built on the blockchain, because I don't know that the user experience will be all that different. It's just like the underlying technology. But people are hoping that with the decentralization, that means, you know, Facebook won't be like the dominant player. You know, there will be a lot more creativity. And I think people are really optimistic about what Web3 will bring. But everything we've seen so far just leads me to believe that the same companies that dominate everything currently are just going to find ways to dominate again. So because everything is on the blockchain and everything is tied to your identity, you don't really get that freedom that you had in Web 1. Or even in Web 2, you could be anonymous if you wanted to, even though most people are using their real identities. But the blockchain is literally a ledger and your identity is there. So I don't love that because it's like we had such freedom in the early days of the web. And I think that's something we should try to recreate, not, you know, go further in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I agree. Oh my gosh, I'm just thinking so much about Discord, and there was like news a while back that they were going to get into the blockchain. And I'm just thinking about how I've been trying so hard to reclaim that early day of the internet for me now, because we both got jobs on the internet. Our careers are completely predicated on all of this,
yeah.
Which good for us.
Yeah,
for getting into it.
It tracks with our early internet days.
Exactly,
that we would end up here. It was all leading us here.
My gosh, I remember back in Web 1 days, like the forums I was in, and like the 14 and 15 year olds that were on the message boards talking about, like, I'm going to get a career in graphic design and everything. It's
yeah,
I miss that.
Yeah,
I do too. That.
I'm just really curious to see what will happen. But the amount of money that's being poured into this space,
God.
Like as we've talked about with NFTs and crypto, like that it's going to happen because there's just simply too much money at stake right now. But I don't know how long this transition will take. I mean, I feel like we're in very early days. It's kind of like the whole metaverse situation, although Web3 is obviously less complicated than building out entire virtual worlds and convincing mm-hmm. people to live in VR. So maybe it will be faster than I'm anticipating, but I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know, but also I know that I'm going to have to figure it out pretty soon.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to have to, I mean, God, just this morning I was looking at like Tamagotchi NFTs. They figured out how to like sprout. Oh, anyway, it's a whole thing. Go to my Twitter. I linked it.
We'll have to circle back to the NFTs when we talk about Keanu, because that's it. It's all coming together. It's all related. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So we're going to put a pin in it right now, yeah. But we will
forget
come back
that
to this.
Savings bond for my kid. No. Please buy her an NFT. Please.
Right.
Why
super,
not?
Super valuable. Yeah. That's her college education.
Yeah. I'm trying to make it free, but by then anyway.
Sure. By then there will be free college because the world is burning.
Manifesting. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to talk about our DEX.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews. But now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Well, I still can't send you a message, an iMessage, but I can help you look up your AirTag. So that was a nice little development that happened this week.
Yeah. So Apple's AirTags are, I'm sure everyone knows by now, little circular trackers that you can, I have one on my keychain and I have one in my suitcase when I travel so that I can track it down if it's, yeah, I think it's useful. But as we've reported in the past, there are definitely ways that you can misuse an AirTag. And by you, I mean a bad person. Not you specifically, Flo. Someone bad.
Well, I've been known to, like, unnecessarily track someone just to kind of, like, you know.
Sure.
Have marks against them.
Have you? Wow, the side of your personality I've never seen before.
Listen, okay. I'm just saying, you got family members. You want to make sure they're okay, quote unquote.
Sure. You are stalking your family. This is great.
We're blood related. But yes, yeah. Anyway.
I'm sure they don't mind as they listen to this podcast. They're a little stressed.
Well, the good news is that I'm probably not going to find any AirTag because I guess nobody has one in my neighborhood. So just to back it up again, there's an Android app now to kind of help the Apple using folks find their AirTags.
Well, so the thing is that if an AirTag is being misused to track someone against their will or without their knowledge, Florence.
I'm using Google Maps, by the way. Okay. So call Google about that.
So now, like, we reported originally it was too easy to use an AirTag to track someone. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple of precautions in place. You know, the AirTag will make a noise, but it was after a very long time of being near the person. You could probably go hours and hours and never discover that an AirTag is near you. So Apple has finally made it easier to detect if an AirTag is near you without you knowing. And now there's an Android app because the whole thing was like an iPhone user can easily see, you know, on their Find My app, like where the AirTag is. And if they place it on you, then your iPhone would let you know if there was a tracker near you.
Right.
But only if you had an iPhone. So Android users would just have to wait for the thing to make a sound. And it's like,
by then it's too late.
Yeah. So now there's an Android app. Flo, you installed it, right?
I did. Yeah. Like I said, nobody in my neighborhood, apparently. I'm sorry.
Okay. What's the app called? I can't remember.
It is called,
I think it's just like Tracker Detect.
It's called Tractor. It's not Tractor.
Tractor.
It's called Tracker Detect.
Yes.
It's a very simple app. It's made by Apple. So when you go into the Google Play Store, you'll see the branding up there and make sure it's coming from Apple direct. There's actually a lot of, by the way, copycat apps that I found in the Play Store while I was looking this up. And this will not be the first thing that will come up.
So, wow. That's bad. So people know. Yikes.
Okay. Well, that's Android. You know, it's open. So
You're committed. I don't know why, but you're committed.
Yeah. I wish that. So my understanding, Caitlin, this wouldn't work with would this work with AirPods?
I don't believe
it's from the Find My network, no?
Yeah. So the app finds other devices that are compatible with Find My. But the thing about AirPods is that they belong to you and they don't have location tracking in them. So you can see it if it belongs to you. You can see it on the Find My map because it's connected to your phone, but you can't use it to track anyone else. So
I was curious about that because my cousin left her AirPods at the grocery store. She was telling me how she tracked them from their eventual disappearance from the the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I think somebody might have put them in the dumpster.
Oh, man. Bummer. That's brutal. Yeah. Yeah. So now you can use this Android app to see it. You can manually scan to see if there are trackers near you, which is great because if you're partner is abusing you and they have an iPhone, you have an Android phone, like you would have no way of knowing. So this is great. Like, this is a good, you know, safety precaution. But Flo, you've been sharing videos of like these TikTokers. I mean, I don't want to call them TikTokers, but like, you know, people who have experienced this AirTag situation and shared that experience on TikTok. And it's really wild to watch.
It's really disturbing.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a trigger warning for anybody, but I'm going to tell you how you can go look it up if you're curious and you feel like emotionally able to do that. Because sometimes these videos are, they're really scary because it's like the person is freaking out in the, put it on TikTok because they want to make sure people know what's going on and they want help and they want the public to know. So I understand why this is online. And I've done the same thing with like Twitter. Like, I just got in a car accident. You know, you kind of want people to know what's up. So you can search for this. You look up AirTags tracking women. That's the search term. And by the way, I typed in AirTags into TikTok on the browser and it immediately autofilled with this for me.
Wow.
And I didn't go looking for this for these videos. They just started showing up in my algorithm, I think because of how I'm classified through my TikTok usage.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I hate about TikTok. Another side note, it'll be like, nice video, and then this is how humanity is terrible.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like, oh my God. Okay, I get it.
It's just like life itself, right?
I was looking for an escape, but apparently it doesn't exist. So never mind.
That's horrible that there's like an entire category of video just about AirTags stalking women. Like, and these are women who have found AirTags near them or like in their vehicle.
Taped inside. By the way, I saw one today taped inside of where the gas cap resides. So they're like, Caitlin, by the way, has like very shocked. So the woman showed opening the gas cap compartment and then inside it was duct taped like along there. Like, wasn't she gonna find that when she got gas? But
yeah, that's terrifying. But yeah, that's how, like, that's how these things are being used by some people. So now it's a little more proactive. Like, you can actually scan to see if there are AirTags near you that you don't want there. So that's good. I don't know if that really goes as far as it should go. I guess we'll see if, you know, I'm sure people will start sharing videos of like, I scanned for an AirTag and found it hidden in some like weird spot. It's just like, I guess abusers can find a way, but we shouldn't be making it easier for them. So I appreciate that this now exists, but it took kind of a while for it to roll out. So
it took months, and you know how many stockings are going to be stuffed with this. Like, I got you an Apple product. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, nice.
Because they're so cheap. It's like $29 for one of them and $100 for a 4-pack. So yeah, it's hard because it's useful, but it can also be useful for the wrong people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Caitlin, you know, I've been meaning to ask you this, and I've been reading advice from other places about, like, what to do if you do find an AirTag is doing the nefarious. I've read you can, like, take apart the back cover, bring the serial number to law enforcement, but I'm still a little dubious about suggesting that to folks just because law enforcement hasn't really helped people getting stalked in the past.
Well, it's also because it's a new device, a new kind of technology. Mm-hmm. It's also like, at least from what I've seen in some of these videos that you shared, police don't know how to respond to this. It's not like, it's hard for them to figure out like who's actually doing the tracking, like, is it illegal to put a Bluetooth tracker in someone's belongings? You know, someone could claim it was like an accident or something. So I just don't think they really know how to respond to it yet. So honestly, I don't really know what someone should do in this instance. I really don't.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, we were talking about Web3 earlier. It's interesting to see how TikTok and these other social media mediums are helping women primarily just be able to create community when they're feeling scared. Mm-hmm. I don't want to suggest that somebody do the same thing, but I will say, if I don't know what I want to say. Because I don't want to give the wrong advice.
I don't think we can offer advice.
I don't think we can offer advice at this point. Just be careful. And please don't give this to anybody, okay? I get it. Your mom needs our help tracking her, whatever. But just give your mom a gift card and let her think about if that's what she wants to get, okay? That's what the advice we're going to leave you with, I think.
Yes. Tracking devices and products with cameras, maybe not good gifts.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Not. All right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back with something positive.
Yes. So excited.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, I know it's not entirely couth to make the fangirl segment about a man that I recently tweeted as lust incarnated.
Oh, God.
But I just want to explain quickly. Keanu Reeves, for some reason, he's like, I want to say he's like the Angel Gabriel, you know? He's
just, he's just that took a vision. That took a hard turn. I did not anticipate that. Okay.
All the Sunday school kids out there. Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Everyone knows. Yes. He's a vision.
I think the reason that people have really taken to him is, first of all, he's a good-looking person. Like, he's generally got that going for him.
Objectively, yes.
Objectively.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was a part of so many iconic movies in the last, I would say, 40 years. Like, I'm thinking all the way back to Point Break, which, oh my God, it was Patrick Swayze, rest in peace. Like, mm-hmm. What a tortured film. But also, we like tortured boys. That's why we keep paying them.
Yeah.
I mean, Keanu Reeves walked so that Timothée Chalamet could run.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He would not have the career he does now. Come on. I'm putting that out there.
Okay. I accept that.
You can email me, Timothy, you and your reps, if you want. Fionicgizmodo.com. It's fine.
Wow. I really hope he does. Yes.
Yeah. What was really interesting, though, so Keanu has been doing all of this press surrounded The Matrix, the new Matrix that's coming out, mm-hmm. which we talked about last week. And I'm excited for the film. But because The Matrix was such a, you know, when it came out in, I think it was 99, it was... For us nerds, it was such a whistle. It was like, hey, nerds, come in too. Like, this is the original metaverse that we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
With tethered tentacles and all this weird stuff that ended up happening in the rest of the trilogy.
Yeah. So he's really been like, he's on a giant press tour right now. Mm-hmm. And was it over the weekend that this clip came out of him? He was doing an interview.
On The Verge.
Mm-hmm. And he's asked about NFTs. And his reaction is just like, I think how everyone reacts, he just bursts out laughing. So his reaction to this question about NFTs and digital scarcity. So as we've discussed before, digital art is being sold as NFTs, but it's not an actually scarce thing because you could definitely just right click and save an image and it would also belong to you and you wouldn't have spent tens of thousands of dollars. And basically that's Keanu's reaction. He's like, they're talking about digital scarcity and what does he think about NFTs that can't be copied? And he's like, those are easily reproduced. And he just bursts out laughing. And you're like, yes, finally, someone has just like said it out loud.
This is why we love Keanu.
Yeah. It was classic. And I think everyone has been taking this so seriously that to see someone like Keanu talk about technology and just like, you have to laugh at how absurd this stuff is sometimes. And that's exactly what he did. And it was so wholesome and so relatable. Mm-hmm. And everyone just applauded him for it. Everyone was like, yes, he gets
it. And now we're all going to go get HBO Max subscriptions and maybe go to the theater. And because of this, Keanu has made Hollywood a lot of money just through this little clip through The Verge. I do think it's interesting whenever we ask Hollywood about tech, because they're on parallel trajectories. And we want to say that they intersect, but when they actually intersect, it's a mess.
It is a mess. Yeah. And a lot of times if you're an entertainer, maybe you're not paying attention to technology that closely. And so people are asked questions. And a lot of times they just don't know what things are or what they mean. But, you know, The Matrix is obviously like a technology-minded movie. So I think the fact that he not only understands, but can also critique the concept of NFTs in this moment right now was just like, it was kind of a breath of fresh air.
Chef's kiss.
Yes. It's perfect.
Yeah. I want you all to know that I actually Googled some facts about Keanu Reeves. And
are we going to hear some facts right now?
Well, I actually don't want to fully get into it because he's led a very difficult life, I'm going to say, with a lot of heartbreak.
Really?
And I am not here to trigger anybody, so I'm not going to get into the super sad stuff of it, obviously. But I will – let's – one thing to keep in mind is that River Phoenix was one of his best friends when he was alive. Right. So that's something to kind of like start with. He's part of like the 90s Hollywood tragedies that sort of befell the last gen. So
Yeah.
But one nice thing to know about him, though, is that he does ride the subway. And he tends to live a very – I mean, look, he's got a $4 million house in L.A., which is like, wow, that's a lot, right? For us.
Yeah.
For us.
For celebrities, $4 million is probably not in the scheme of things. But
It just means he has like a really nice Hollywood Hills home.
Sure.
It's just very well hidden away from –
Yes. So he's like us, but not like us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when it comes to NFTs, he's just like us.
Yeah. I will also want to shout out Carrie-Anne Moss, by the way, in that video interview with The Verge. And again, I must objectify her. Objectify her. Carrie, you're looking great, girl.
She's looking great.
Just want to let you know.
Everyone in this movie is beautiful. Yes.
I'm genuinely excited for this. And I will say Jill helped a little bit. We talked to her last week.
Yeah. she really hyped us up. I'm excited to see it. Yeah.
Me too. It feels also really good to be excited about movies because I feel like we didn't really get to have much of that since the pandemic started.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Agreed.
Nice escape.
Yeah.
With Keanu. Let's escape with Keanu.
I'm ready. Take me away.
Well, that signals the end of the Gadgets podcast as we just finished our little fangirl portion, we would like to absolutely thank our producer and sound engineer, Ryan Allen, for helping us make this podcast a reality. Mm-hmm. We also want to give a shout out to our cover designer, Vicky Lita, who makes us look good on the page of the apps where you get our podcast.
Yes.
So thank you for that. Reminder to all of you out there that you can email us at getjets@gizmodo.com. It comes to both me and Caitlin's inboxes. So if you want to just like send us a group message.
Yeah, we get to read it at the same time. So great.
You can also tweet us at Gizmodo. We are on Twitter and everywhere else on social media, as well as Caitlin and I have our own personal profiles. I'm O That Flow. Caitlin is Caitlin_McGarry. And of course, please subscribe to us where you get your podcasts. Like us if that's what your podcast app requires. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, leaving us a review helps others discover us, which is very important. So. Yes. Please help us. I guess that's it for this week. Until next week, we'll have more. We're going to be here through the end of the year. So,
yes, tune in. We have a lot coming up. We have CES just around the corner. Mm-hmm. We're going to dive into that very soon. So, it's going to be fun.
I'm getting new cameras in my home. So, lots of.
Sure. Yeah. New cameras. All right, Flo. So good to see you, everybody, as always. Goodbye.